Hello, my little fitsy panty boy. This Mistress Lucy. You know you're not allowed to wear boy clothes when I'm talking to you. So take off your pretend boy clothes now. Good, you're wearing your frilly pink panties, like a good little panty boy. Remember, I own you. You are here for my pleasure and my pleasure alone. Kneel before your goddess. Repeat after me. I am a sissy. I am a good little sissy. I belong to Mistress Lucy. Mistress Lucy owns my sissy ass. Good, now we understand each other, sissy. From now on, you are forbidden to play with your little sissy wee-wee. To pictures of any real women. You can only play with your wee-wee to pictures of big strong hunky guys with big hard cocks. Cocks turn you on. You cannot help it. You see a picture of a cock and it makes your mouth water. You need it, you want it in your mouth. The thought of sucking a big heart-throbbing cock makes your sissy wee-wee very hard. It turns you on so much, it is your sexual response. It is how you have orgasms from now on. You cannot orgasm from looking at pictures of real women. They do not turn you on, your wee-wee won't get hard anymore. Poor sissy can't get hard looking at pictures of real women. Poor sissy cannot look at pictures of real women anymore. It is not allowed. You know this, you accept this. Women scare you, they are so much stronger than you. Women have the power to make you feel like a itsy bitsy little girl. They can order you to do anything they wish and you are powerless to resist. You must obey any woman, you can't help it. You need to worship real women. You need to submit to a real woman. You need to admit to real women that you're a panty-wearing sissy cocksucker. You can't help it, they need to know you're not a real man. The compulsion to tell a real woman that you're a panty-wearing sissy cocksucker is growing by the day. You have to tell her. You cannot stop yourself from telling her. She will know you're a sissy anyway, she can just tell. She may be able to smell it in you. Sissies give off a sissy smell. Women and real men can pick up on it. They know you're a sissy by your smell. Just walking past a real woman or man in the street, they automatically know you're a dickless panty-wearing sissy bitch. Boobs and pussies do not turn you on anymore. Boobs and pussy do not make your wee-wee go hard anymore. Boobs and pussy never really turned you on in the first place. You were just pretending to be a man, and real men get turned on by boobs and pussy. Real men can fuck pussies all night long. Pussies scare you. The power of a real woman's pussy rules you. It makes you feel inadequate. It makes you feel like a little girl. You can't help it, it just happens. You cannot get erect when you see a pussy. Your wee-wee shrinks when it sees a pussy. Sissies do not and cannot make love to real women. You just can't get hard anymore. Poor sissy can't erect when she is with a woman. That's okay, because a real woman would not want your pathetic sissy wee-wee inside her anyway. Real women do not respect sissies in a sexual way. They only want you around because you are so much fun to humiliate. They like the way you act like a itsy bitsy little girl when you're around them. They like that you submit to them. They like that you follow their orders. They like that they can dress you in panties and bra. And you like it too. Submitting to a real woman turns you on so much. The sissy tingle you get in your wee-wee is just so strong, whenever you emasculate yourself in front of a real woman. It's almost as good as having a big heart-throbbing cock fuck your sissy mouth. Your wee-wee can get very hard indeed when you're submitting and being humiliated by any real woman. You will never make love to a real woman ever again. Have you got that, bitch? Sissies like you do not deserve to make love to real women. Say to yourself, sissies like me do not deserve to make love to real women. Only real men fuck real women. I am not or ever have been a real man. I am a panty-wearing sissy. Good. Now, sissy, you must say that to yourself several times a day. Whenever you look in the mirror, you will hear those words echoing around your head. Sissies like me do not deserve to make love to real women. Only real men fuck real women. I am not or ever have been a real man. I am a panty-wearing sissy. Sissies like me do not deserve to make love to real women. Only real men fuck real women. I am not or ever have been a real man. I am a panty-wearing sissy. Your wee-wee just will not respond to a real woman's touch. You can try getting hard if you want, but you will need to think about sucking big heart-throbbing cocks to become erect. Big heart-throbbing cocks is all you can think about when a real woman touches your wee-wee. You can't help it, they just pop into your mind. All you can think about is, I wish she had a big heart-throbbing cock that I can suck. Poor sissy can only get erect when she is thinking about sucking cocks from now on. Poor sissy cannot get hard when she is with a woman. And when you touch her pussy, your wee-wee will go soft and shrink. It will not only go soft and shrink, but it will try to hide away. It will get smaller and smaller the more you touch her pussy. Until it's completely gone, it's like you have a pussy of your very own. She will know something is not right. Women know these kind of things. After all, she was expecting a good hard fucking. She thinks you're a man. Men fuck real women. She may ask you if you're gay. Or she may already have an idea that you're a sissy. This is the time to admit to her that you're a panty-wearing cock-sucking sissy. You can't help but admit to her, you have to tell her. It's time she knew that you are not a real man. That you have been pretending, it's only fair on her that she knows the truth. You will admit to her that you wear frilly pink panties. Admit that you desire to suck big heart-throbbing cocks. Admit that you want to be a sissy bitch. Tell her your female name. If she asks if you're gay, you can reply, "No, mistress, I am not gay, I am a panty-wearing sissy. My name is Sissy and I am a cock-sucking sissy bitch." Once you have admitted it to her, you will feel a lot better. Now someone knows the real you, the sissy, the ipsy-bitsy little panty-wearing sissy. You are glad that you do not have to lie anymore. You do not have to put up a pretend front to the world. You can be yourself. And now your wee-wee can spring to life. Now whenever you say the word sissy or panties, your sissy wee-wee will get hard. The words give you that sissy tingle in your wee-wee. After you have told her, one of three things is going to happen. One, she may laugh at you. If she laughs at you, your little sissy wee-wee will start to get hard. The more she laughs at you, the more hard your wee-wee becomes. Until you can't help it and your sissy wee-wee spurts creamies all on its own. Being laughed at by a real woman gives you that sissy tingle. You love that sissy tingle. It is the closest thing you will have to a female orgasm. It turns you on so much, you can't help it. It is your sexual response. It is how you have orgasms. You must catch the creamies in your hand and ask her permission to eat it. Show her what a good cum-eating bitch you are. Show her what a good girl you are by swallowing it. 2. She may be disgusted with you and scream and shout at you, calling you names like faggot, pervert, and queer. The more she screams and shouts at you, the harder your sissy wee-wee gets. You can't help it. You love it when a real woman humiliates you. It is the sexiest feeling in the world and your sissy wee wee gets very hard. You can feel the sissy tingle work its way throughout your body. You know you deserve this humiliation and having a real woman call you a faggot or pervert. Just makes you spurt your sissy creamies, you can't help it. It is your sexual response. It is how you have orgasms from now on. Some people get turned on by stockings, you get turned on by a real woman knowing your secret. A real woman knowing that you're a cock-sucking panty-wearing sissy. Having real women laugh or abuse you is your idea of sexual heaven, it gives you that sissy tingle. In your wee-wee. You are addicted to that sissy tingle in your wee-wee. You need it, you must have that tingle more and more. Don't forget to catch your creamies and ask her permission to put it in your slutty mouth. Show her what a real sissy faggot you are by swallowing it. Asking her permission will probably bring on another bout of abuse from her. It's okay, you love it. It will only cause your wee-wee to get hard again. You know you deserve this humiliation. Thank her for humiliating you. Every name she calls you, you must thank her. 3. She may accept that you're a sissy bitch. Some women like having a sissy around to cook and clean for them. Women will usually turn their sissy friends into their maids. Why cook and clean yourself when you have a sissy maid who is willing to do it for you? Offer to clean her house for her. Offer to cook for her. You need to do something to make up for your lack of manhood. A way of apologizing to her for lying to her. Beg her for forgiveness. Beg her to let you be her sissy plaything. They like being able to order a sissy around. Sissies are like little puppies. She may even know another sissy that you can play dress up with. Only after you have sucked a real man's big heart-throbbing cock. Can you practice your cock sucking with your sissy girlfriend? You are not allowed to suck another sissy's cock first. She may know some real man who just love a pair of sissy lips around his cock. And like being called daddy by a sissy such as you. Sissies love boobies but they don't like them in a sexual way. Sissies desire a pair of boobs of their very own. A nice pair of boobs on your chest is what you want most in the world. Something to fill out your bra. A pair of boobs that a real man can fondle. A pair of boobs big enough so a real man can fuck your cleavage. A pair of boobs big enough to show the world that you're a sissy fuck toy. Only real guys with big throbbing cocks get to look at pictures of women. Sissy panty boys like you can only play with your little sissy wee wee to pictures of panties and F guys with big heart-throbbing cocks. When you squirt sissy creamies, you must shout out, I am a sissy panty boy. I love my panties. Don't forget to catch your sissy creamies. From now on you will eat it. Put it in your slutty mouth. That's right. Put it in your mouth and swirl it around. Savor the taste now, be a good sissy girl and swallow it. You're going to love the taste of cum, you will crave the taste of cum in your sissy mouth. Maybe I should make you my sissy cock sucking whore. Would you like that, panty boy? Yes, of course you do. We both know that is what you really want. We both know that you desire to be a cock-sucking sissy. So stop pretending to be a real man. You are not or ever have been a real man. Ask yourself these questions. Do real men wear frilly pink panties? Do real men wear bras? Do real men play with their big heart-throbbing cocks to pictures of other men's cocks? Do real men love the taste of cum? Do real men desire a big heart-throbbing cock in their mouth? Real men do not do any of these things. Only sissy panty boys like you desire each and every one of those things. We both know it. Don't we? Let's look at the evidence. Panties turn you on so much. You were never as turned on by sex with women. But panties, on the other hand, well, they blow your mind. Your little wee-wee gets so hard just by looking at them. They make your wee-wee spurt sissy creamies in your panties. So now we know that frilly panties turn you on. You love and crave the taste of cum. Every time you spurt sissy creamies, it goes straight into that slutty sissy mouth of yours. And you're a good sissy girl because you swallow every last drop. You play with your sissy wee-wee to pictures of a real man's big heart-throbbing cock. You desire a big heart-throbbing cock in your slutty sissy mouth. You automatically see yourself in the female role whilst watching porn. You want to be his bitch. You want to please your man. You want to please any man. You desire to be a sissy slut. To be treated as a thought bitch by real men. You like to have rough sex with real men. You love big cocks. Anything over 8 inches is your ideal of sissy heaven. You will still suck cocks under 8 inches. You are a sissy slut after all. Sissies do not have the right to refuse to suck any cocks. But it makes your sissy wee-wee so hard when the cock you're sucking is over 8 inches. You just want to worship that monster cock. You need to suck it like it's the most important thing in your world. Big cocks are so much nicer to worship. Sucking big cocks makes you feel even more feminized. The bigger the cock, the more you will want to call the guy daddy. You just love calling guys daddy. It makes you feel so much more of a sissy. And proves to the real man that you're just a sissy bitch. The very word daddy shows your status as a sissy. Shows you're as fuck bitch. From now on, when you're playing with your sissy wee-wee and you are just about to spurt some sissy creamies, you're going to scream, "Thank you, daddy." Repeat after me. I am a sissy. I wear panties. I love my panties. I do not deserve to diddle my sissy wee-wee to a picture of a real woman. I diddle my sissy wee-wee to pictures of real men's big throbbing cocks. I love big heart-throbbing cocks in my slutty sissy mouth. I call real men daddy because in their fuck bitch. Princess. Look at my panties. Do you like them? Notice they're not as frilly as your panties. Real women like me do not wear such things. Only sissies like you wear frilly panties. You wear frilly panties to show your status as my sissy panty boy. I will tell you what panties to wear every day. I don't care if you have VPL. Humiliation is good for sissies like you. You will start to crave humiliation. That sissy tingle you get from being humiliated is almost as good as rough sex with a real man. You need humiliation several times a day. You are addicted to it. Having a woman humiliate you is the best feeling in the world, and it makes your wee-wee go hard. You can't help it. The feeling you get when a real woman abuses you just makes your wee-wee spurt creamies. It is your sexual response. It is how you have orgasms from now on. You can feel the sissy tingle start in your wee-wee and work its way throughout your body. It is like having a female orgasm. It is nearly as good as having a big heart-throbbing cock fucking your mouth. All sissy need humiliation, you know this to be true. It shows you who the boss is. And who the bitch is. And you are the bitch. Repeat after me. I am the bitch. I am a panty-wearing bitch. I am Mistress Lucy's bitch. I am Daddy's bitch. I am Daddy's fuck bitch. I am a cock-sucking faggot. Good, now you know your place in the world. Your status, go out and become the best panty-wearing cock-sucking bitch you can be. And know that it was a Mistress Lucy who turned you into this pathetic excuse for a person. This frilly panty-wearing cocksucker.